talking to Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning, I do find it just unbelievable that you have these stats. And I was a part of that statistic with being September being a time, talking about people who want a divorce but can't afford to live separately. So is it common, Julie, for couples to delay divorce while they wait for housing markets to, you know, stabilize?
Well, very much so. Many couples find themselves living together, but they're emotionally separate just to keep their financial situation stable as they're trying to navigate this market. But this has been a long-term issue. This isn't just now. But when we're reading about it, it's worse now. So when I talk to people about options in unhappy marriages, this is one of them. You know, maybe it's not the ideal or the best option for your emotional health because it's very stressful. But some people do elect to keep their lifestyle, share the house, and live emotionally and physically with a hard boundary.
Yeah, well, that sounds exactly like a balancing act, you know? It sounds really tough. So what advice do you have for listeners who might find themselves in this situation?
Well, first, it's essential to understand that your family financial situation, what it is now, understand it so you can make informed decisions. Some people don't know until they sit down and start looking at what the numbers are that they have at this current time before they separate. So ideally as a couple, before you make decisions about what your next step is, take time to discuss the concerns without distractions and actively listen to the other person. So it's going to be hard because you're already in a defensive state with this person, but you have to remember if you both want out, you're going to have to cooperate to make that happen or it's going to cost you even more.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Is that a lived yes?
Absolutely.
Emphasis over there.
Yes. So this might mean involving a therapist or a mediator to help you with these decisions. And I would say do that before you take legal action. So if you decide financially this can't happen, we have to live together, then you have to create boundaries where you have personal space in your home to minimize that conflict. You have to designate areas for privacy and you have to avoid, even though it's going to seem like, well, we should be able to do this, shared activities. If you're going to do shared activities, you better be good at self-regulation because otherwise it's going to create more conflict and you may need to create some emotional distance. Again, consider working with a therapist, either, you know, as a couple or individual who specializes in separation to help you outline what these living arrangements, co-parenting, what that needs to look like, because this is going to allow you to have more structure in that environment to address those concerns without escalating tensions, because let's face it, it's going to be tense. If conflict is too high, you might need to consider temporary housing situations, which is something that many people are doing at this point, like living with another family member or friends. People also do short-term rentals as a way to bridge, you know, what are we going to do long-term? But again, that can be costly. You have to include a plan that looks at how you're going to divide those household and childcare responsibilities, because this can help both partners feel more supported while you're living together, and then having a financial plan.
Going through it, I can tell you, while this is all unfolding, you've got the emotions that are at the highest level of height, right? And the stress, everything's going on. How do people manage the stress of this?
Well, this is, we sometimes have a little joke when I'm seeing people about this and they'll say, well, I guess, Julie, this is just another one for radical acceptance.
Oh.
It's so you accept what you don't like.
Yeah.
Not just so you say, oh, well, that's it. I just don't like it. But you accept this is a situation. I don't like it. It's not my favorite, but I have to decide how I'm going to respond to it. So that's where individually you have to take care of you. You have to focus on well-being. Get support from your professional support or from friends and family, exercise, hobbies. You have to do things that are going to increase your self-regulation. Ultimately, if co-housing is not working with your former partner, you will have to go to another option. And that option may not be buying a house or renting a full property. It could be, again, sharing another place with a family member or friend. You know, television shows were built on this, right?
Yes.
There's
yes.
a few of them off the top of my head. Kate and Ally, Mom, all of those shows that are about this same situation. And you have to think about this as a time also to, you know, challenge yourself to and plan for the future.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Julian. How can people reach you for more information?
Feel free to look us up at galthorpetherapist.com or give us a call at 613-962-1852.